When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Well, the New York Yankees have won the last game at Yankee Stadium on September 21st, 2008.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Get close to finalizing another extension with Manny Machado, reportedly 11-year, $350 million contract extension, and you'd expect that would get done. Machado said earlier in the week or last week now that he was going to opt out, and it created at least feel around here like, okay, the Mets are going to be in on Machado as they would have been on Machado. So think about this. The fact that the Padres know, and it's not just the Padres, it's everybody. They know that Steve Cohen is looming. They know they better operate in a way where they don't want Machado to hit the open market. Now, Machado got such a deal that he's going to forego, the ability to test the open market at the end of the year. Why not if you're him? He probably likes it in San Diego. I'm sure you love living out there. What's not to like about San Diego? But just being a Padre and getting the, 11-year, $350 million extension on top of, the deal that he had prior to now opting out. It's a win-win for Machado. Can't beat that. But there's no doubt Steve Cohen has an impact on the Padres and that Machado deal. And it's not good for other owners, but it's great for the players knowing that Steve Cohen and the Mets are going to be in on any top player if they hit the open market. I mean, think about that. There's no doubt that they were scared, at least, because a lot of times you could be sitting there as another team thinking, okay, well, who's going to outbid us for this player, in this case, Machado? Who's going to outbid us? The Yankees, they didn't want him in the first place. You think the Yankees are going to go want Machado now? That's a possibility, but not really. And the reason why I bring up the Yankees first, of course, is because they're the Yankees, and they always used to be in on everybody. In fact, the Yankees didn't get Machado the first go-round was surprising. But, if you're the Padres, you don't want to have an opportunity where Machado could be wooed by the Yankees or the Dodgers or whoever else, but specifically Steve Cohen and the Mets. And last week, it was the first thing that people were talking about around here. We did a segment on Baseball Night in New York on SNY on it where, Machado said he's going to opt out, and SNY's MLB insider Andy Martino said Machado to the Mets. Not that it was going to happen, but that they are going to be in on him, assuming he gets to free agency. And maybe that was enough to scare the daylights out of the Padres to a point where they say, hey, Manny, we don't want you to hit free agency. You're right. Opt out. We're going to give you a lot more. And think about it. He opted out of a contract, the final 5 years, that would have paid him $150 million. And he now got $350 million. Now, they added 6 years on top of that, but Machado, at the age of 30, made the right move to A, have an opt-out in his contract, and then B, clearly opting out. And great for him. The Mets, it's not like the Mets were in desperate need of Manny Machado anyway. It just would have been fun to talk about. My reaction to that was that, they'll either get the Mets in free agency next year, would have either gotten Machado or Ohtani. Well, now it's got to be all about Ohtani. Unless somehow the Angels lock him up, which I don't think will be the similar case that you saw here with the Padres and Machado. Let's assume Ohtani does hit the open market. I've said this many times before. I don't know that Ohtani's going to choose the East Coast. I have no idea which way he's going to go. He could want to stay out west. He could want to go to the Dodgers or the Giants. He maybe wants to play for the Pinstripes. Maybe he wants to be a Yankee. That was, something. If he is going to come to the East Coast, maybe he wants to be a New York Yankee. The Yankees will be in on Ohtani. But I do know this. Nobody is going to outbid Steve Cohen for Ohtani. So if Ohtani is open to the East Coast and wants the most money, I think he's going to be a Met next year. Now, there's a long way to go until then. He's clearly not going to get traded in season. The Mets aren't doing that. And, you know, look, you see some of these young guys with the Mets. Yeah, obviously, with Machado now being a Padre long-term, that takes third base off the table. So the Mets, you know, the more focus goes on Brett Beatty now being the long-term answer. I know Beatty had a nice weekend, homering in at least his first game. I'm not sure if it was his first at bat. I forget. But anyway, it doesn't mean anything. Just the idea that people are excited about Brett Beatty and the possibility of him being the third baseman of the future, and now that possibility became a little more realistic.